had no idea what it meant, and he never explained it. But through time and through patience, through 50 years of time, and I gave birth to a 27-year-old son who's to carry my grandfather's name. And through these years, since he turned 18, I tried to get him to vote, and I explained to him what my grandfather went through and what others before him. And he said, "Mom, there's nothing out there for me." He was born just a little too late for Clinton. But I said, "Michael, you have to do this. You have to do this." He was born 100 years after my grandfather. My grandfather was born in 1881. Michael was born in 1981. And yesterday, I stood between the hands of the past and the hands of the future as I held onto my grandfather's hands and held onto my son's hands as we walked into the future with President-elect Obama.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's history. We stepped in it together. We stepped through it. And I am so proud. I am so proud to be an African-American on this day of freedom. Obama Day, yes. But it's so much more than that. It's a day of freedom for so many, of all colors, of all race, and all creed. And I stand proud with you today and say Happy Freedom Day.
Oh, Veda, I got to tell you, I thank you so much for the call. And, you know, it's such a powerful story and means so much to all of us. And
she was saying that when she was a little girl, her grandfather took her to the polls. She didn't know where they were going. And when they got there, the man said, "No, you're not welcome here unless you pay the poll tax." And her grandfather didn't have any money to pay him. And he said, "You know, I'm not leaving." And he just stood there. But he didn't get a chance to vote. She was there with her grandfather. Last night, Barack Obama was elected, so I'm waking up now after having been up till about 2 o'clock. I should have woke up. I did wake up a long time ago, but I went back to sleep. I wanted to get up because I was like, I have got to turn on the Joe Madison Show. I still haven't done that. That's my iPhone. I was like, I've got to turn on the Joe Madison Show to hear what black people are saying today. So that's what I'm about to do. In the meantime, let me go to the iPhone. Cut it down. Let's cut down. In the meantime, let's go down to WAOK in Atlanta and see what they are saying. But I want to cut on the Joe Madison Show. Go to the website and see what's streaming. I really want to hear Dick Gregory. I heard him last night on Make It Plain while I was watching. Let's see what they're saying in Atlanta. the future started yesterday, and we're already late. That's true. I got to do my time over because I need a change. Michelle Obama is the first lady. I need to get me a Michelle Obama hairstyle. But my hair is not that long in the back. Screw the Sarah Palin glasses. She had her week of fame. It's time to get the Michelle Obama hairstyle, boy. I need to go to Oprah House tonight. I was thinking I should have went to Oprah House last night, but Oprah was out in Grant Park last night. I should have been in Grant Park last night. Shoot. I told Shanika, man, come on, let's go to the inauguration. January 20th. Yo, I love hearing his speeches put to music. You know, I was talking to my brothers last night. And my brother was saying that, you know, he's got to be that, my older brother was saying, the Army officer, that he has got to be the best orator that we've seen in our lifetime yet. But ever, I said, no, not ever, because Martin Luther King was the best. Martin Luther King speeches were the best. But I also point out that Martin Luther King, you know, was a Southern minister, pastor, was a reverend. No reverends can do some stuff. My granddaddy could rock a church. There wouldn't be but three people there, me, his wife, and, you know, like my brother. But he would tear that church down, my granddaddy Willie in Pensacola. My granddaddy Willie, man. So y'all got T.D. Jakes now and Creflo $8 all up on BET with 2 million people at the church like it's the Super Bowl. But my granddaddy didn't have nobody at the church. Had his own church, but wasn't nobody there but us when we would go down to Pensacola. But he would tear the church down like, I'm talking about like he was auditioning for American Pastor Idol. I mean, Granddaddy Willie was the bum on the microphone. I'm talking about like, if it had been some more people there, and you know what? One time I went, it was like a local person there from the neighborhood. If it had been like some old people there, they would have passed out. They would have had to put that little snip and stuff. My granddaddy could preach. For real. What's on the local news on WALK?
Sunny at 54 degrees in Midtown. I'm Robert Calloway, WALK News, and here are some of the stories that we're working on at this hour. At historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, voters celebrated the Obama victory with the children of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King's youngest daughter, Bernice King, said her parents would be thrilled with last night's outcome.
I think both of them would be proud of tonight, proud of America, and proud of the number of young people participating in this election to make this all possible.
In order to secure his victory, Obama had to pick up key victories in the battleground states of Virginia, Ohio, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Obama will be sworn in as president on January 20th, 2009. 100 years after the formation of the NAACP.
Huh.
Democrats are hoping to build on the national success when it comes to the state of Georgia elections in 2010. One Atlanta City Councilman, Caesar Mitchell, told WAOK Obama's big win and how he won it will change how campaigns are conducted from here on out.
Obama will inform races not just on the presidential level, on the federal level, but it will inform how races are run on the local level in the years to come. So regardless of the outcome, I think we're going to see a new political campaign landscape in the years to come.
Mitchell is not waiting until 2010 for the next election cycle. He's the candidate for mayor in next year's city races. John Avalon.
There's a lot of people with a lot of hope. Today, boy.
Presidential pick, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin.
Backfired among independents and independent women in particular. You know, she excited the base, energized the base, but at the expense of uniting the center, and that is a killer in a general election. McCain needed to reach out to the center, and he actually burned bridges with Sarah Palin.
Oh, they blaming Sarah Palin already. Let's catch the last hour of Joe Madison, boy. They blame Sarah Palin already. Oh, Pitbull, be ready, Pitbull. Be ready, Pitbull. I just want to hear traffic the day after. I don't care, boy. Party in the streets of Atlanta. We got to stay calm. We are not painting the White House black. And I got an email that said, put some rims, from a long-lost friend that said, told me to put some rims on Air Force One. I put rims on a lot of things.
going back to 1996, putting rims on my Isuzu Rodeo. We not putting rims on Air Force One. No spinners on Air Force One. No dubs on Air Force One. I don't want to see the little thing on the side of Air Force One, the little number 20 with the little inch symbol. You know how y'all do with the Escalade when y'all got 20s. Y'all put the little chrome badge that said 20 and 22 with the little inch symbol next to it. We not doing that here this year. Oh my God, when I said that we're not doing that here, something in me channeled Bernie Mac, man. Bernie Mac didn't get to see this. Oh, man, Bernie Mac didn't get to see it. But maybe he knew. Tina Turner comes up, but maybe he knew when he died. Because he did do a fundraiser for Obama. I'm going to this Tina concert. That was a Tina concert advertising. I told Shanique about that. She like, ain't Tina about 80 years, 70, 80 years old? Like, yeah, and what? Hold up, I got to log in. Hold up right in a second. Hold up. Hold up right quick. I gotta log in on WOL. Got the password. What's the password? They hating on me. They just mad. Oh, here it is. Cut it up.
Live from the Eagle's Nest in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle.
The Black Eagle, baby. He just smacked the
arm. And I would not be standing here tonight without the unyielding support of my best friend for the last 16 years, the rock of our family, the love of my life, the nation's next first lady, Obama.
Bernie Mac would have had some good jokes for this, boy. Well, he would have. Tina Turner.
31 on this day. Ike Turner, musician, producer. He was born in my grandfather's hometown, Clarksdale, Mississippi.
We don't want to hear that Ike Turner was born today.
For his work with former wife Tina Turner.
But if there was no Ike, there'd be no Tina, so.
Turner. He just passed away not too long ago. Before I go to my next guest, I got to speak to that last caller in the last hour. I really do. You know, there has been no cultural shift. No legal shift in the United States of America related to biracial children. I got two grandchildren that are biracial. And I know that on the Census Bureau, on the census form, you can check biracial. But we don't do, you know, what? See, this is why that question upset me. Why do we do Barack Obama a disservice by saying he's black? Excuse me? He has pointed out he's proud of his heritage. That's what legally you identify. You know, African Americans didn't create the one drop rule. You guys created it. Mr. Caller, you guys created it. I know he's going to say, I didn't do it. Your ancestors did, and you lived by it. And now all of a sudden, oh, we do him a disservice because we identify him as an African American? No, I'm not going to. No, you're not going to sit up here and snatch that away There's no disservice identifying. If he was Chinese, there's no disservice identifying him as a Chinese. Look, I remember when Kennedy ran for president of the United States. There were older Irish Catholic women who said publicly, I never thought I'd see the day I'd have a chance to vote for an Irish Catholic. Oh, you know, nobody suggested that we not refer to Kennedy as an Irish Catholic. He's just as proud of being an Irishman. So we're not denying. Where in Obama's campaign, where in Obama's literature, where in Obama's ads did he deny his mother? Where?
Oh, he showed his mother all the time, and his grandmother.
And then you want to get on the radio show and suggest we're doing a disservice because we're referring to him as black.
And if it were the other way around, would he say that if he identified with his wife?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's right. You know, I tell you what we ought to do. Let's identify Cheney as biracial.
Yeah.
Cheney's his cousin. 1-866-801.
I want to hear everything. Stephanie Miller's coming on right now. I want to hear what Howard Stern is saying. I want to capture everybody this morning.
Washington correspondent for Associated Press of Pakistan. And while we are looking at the world community's reaction to the history yesterday, and thank you so much, Ali, for taking the time to be with us.
What's this Howard Stern? Hold on. What's Howard Stern saying? hold on. I got too many players going on. I got WOL players.
Well, you go to vote. You don't go there for that. I mean,
Howard Stern, Robin.
Change some decorum.
So I move away from her. I do the Howard Stern shuffle,
uh-huh.
Which is always
very. To somebody else?
Yeah, you know I can't dance, but that shuffle I've got down. That I got down to perfection. So I move over toward this quiet black woman who I don't think had a clue who I was, thank God. And I stand there and, I get my whatever the thing is they give you, a little card.
I don't understand that whole system. You got this card and then you have to hand it to somebody.
I need to see what Stephanie Miller's saying. I have too many things I need to listen to.
No, I didn't have that. They looked me up in the book.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I save my card that they send every year, don't I? So I, and Beth didn't have her card and it was all done. So anyway, I go there, and now I'm just about to go in the voting booth, and then the woman goes, gets up to get a hold of Beth, because she said she wasn't getting anywhere with me. She goes,
oh, Beth, congratulations on your wedding.
She's all involved.
Yeah, she goes,
and I have a charity. it's for a very good cause, cancer. I would like to know if you're available to come. I want you to be there.
He's trying to vote. He said he was voting for Obama, but he wasn't 100% sure.
You know, that's
right, yeah, trying to put her off.
Don Buchwald.
Who can I contact to get you there?
You're supposed to just be voting and no one's
You're not supposed to be solicited for other things while you're voting.
Yeah.
What's going on WAOK? Man, I got too much going on. Let's see what's going on WAOK.
I'm going to D.C. This is going to be my first inauguration. I will be in D.C. on January 20th.
Right.
I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to be there, so I'm putting my job on notice. I'm going to be in D.C.
Right.
I'm just so thrilled. I don't even know what words to use. I just cannot believe it. I mean, I do want to just remind everybody, though, that despite this win, we still have a lot of work to do.
Indeed.
Now the real work begins.
Yes.
And a lot of people are so excited. And they think it's over, but it's not over. This is where it all starts.
And it starts with us. That's right.
Right. It starts with us, and we also need to be reminded that with this one victory, you know, all of the world's problems have not been solved, and racism still exists.
Okay.
That's right.
January 20th.
People may try to make us believe.
Oh, that's, wait a minute. What day? January 20th, 2009 is on a Tuesday. It's on a Tuesday.
Shoot.
I got to be there. I got to be there.
The words just are not there. I'm disappointed that Georgia didn't break like I thought it would. I'm still holding out hope that there'll be a runoff with the Senate race because they haven't.
Every person in Atlanta should have gone to the polls and we could try to take Georgia from the hills of Georgia. What's going on Stephanie Miller's show?
I tell you, I was
go to Stephanie Miller's show.
Last night after The Rock gave his speech, I just went out just to see, you know, what the atmosphere was like, and people were going crazy.
Uh-huh.
And
were you on Auburn Avenue, too?
Well, I went down Peachtree, all uh-huh. down through Peachtree, uh-huh. and I hadn't seen Peachtree like this since Freak Week back in the
Isn't
90s.
That bad? That's awful. And you know what else is
worse? He said, since Freak Me.
Down last night. The moment that CNN announced it, I was trying to call my mama.
Right.
And nobody could get a cell phone line out. The
yeah,
cell phones were
yeah.
shut down.
Yeah, I was watching ABC
People
News.
Calling all
when,
over the world. People
right at
calling.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
When the polls closed out on the West Coast at 8 p.m. Pacific, they immediately called. I was surprised how quick they called it for him. And I just said, this got to be a mistake.
They caught me off guard. I didn't know for a couple of seconds.
Called it,
because
California was it.
Yeah,
it's really real. So I just want to say congratulations to everybody that voted.
That's
and,
right.
and kept the faith.
Thank you, California.
Not once but twice, yes, primary yes. and general
right.
election.
Right.
Absolutely. So thank you, Dr. White, for all your hard work with
Indeed.
Getting out the vote message
Indeed.
And everything that you did.
And
again, a shout out to Bush, shout out to Palin for all the negative campaigning that backfired. This is our victory. We're going to just be happy with this for right now.
Thank you, Mario. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning. I would like to say that I was watching the results last night, and when they called California, I got so emotional. Not because he had won. I'm elated that.
Let's see. Robin had trouble voting, but it's all good.
Is that in the alphabet, man?
From M to Z?
Yeah.
And they're like, have you, which book do you
have? They couldn't find Quiver's last name on the list. I got scared when I went.
Because I have to look up her name. It's a Q. Oh, no, it's not this book. It's that book. And they argued over the book for about 10 minutes. Then the woman didn't know where Q was in the alphabet.
Oh, Lord. See, we need change.
Did everybody have a voting machine? Did all you guys vote in a voting machine?
Yeah, a voting machine. What'd you have?
They changed mine. It was really weird. They have these little, almost like desks, and they have partitions on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a piece of paper.
Let's see.
It was like the SATs. You colored in a blank thing.
Really?
And then you were done. You stuck it in a machine that sucked it in. Didn't scan it. It just sucked it in.
Well, you know, I got nervous
yeah,
when I was voting. You know, there was a moment in my history with voting that I remember Richard Nixon was this disgraced president. Who, you know, really had betrayed the American people, blah, 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 blah.
I need to see what Stephanie Miller's saying.
As a result of that, people were disgusted with Republicans. You know, I think Obama won for a bunch of reasons. One, he's articulate, he's bright, he had a plan, he was a good campaigner, he was organized. You know, he had a lot of things. He picked Biden, a guy at least who had been around. McCain picking Palin was like maybe, and they even say, every exit poll, people who were undecided when they saw the Palin selection, that was it. She dragged him down.
Everybody, you know, as I was talking about.
That's what pit bulls do. They take it to the ground and attack the jugular.
Even like Mitt Romney, or one of these guys who the Republican Party has, you know, tested somewhat. The guy was a governor, this and that. I mean, this woman was just such. When she went on with Katie Couric and couldn't say what periodical she read.
Oh, God.
You know, she was a nincompoop. I mean,
really,
just a dummy.
They had one little clip yesterday because, you know, on CBS they ran through, like, the entire campaign. And she asked her something else, like, give me one example of something. And Palin said to her, you know what, I'm going to look it up and get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pathetic.
Is it true? Okay.
That was when they asked her about a McCain policy.
My point is that, you know, so everything did in this McCain, but Nixon led to the Jimmy Carter presidency. People were so disgusted. Jimmy Carter walked. I mean, romped. He had a big romp.
He thinks Obama might be the next Jimmy Carter. And they've been saying that in the campaign.
Everybody saw, you know, Chevy Chase tripping as Gerald Ford every week.
Yeah, but it was the partner of Nixon that did it
right.
for him.
That's right.
They looked as like
but Ford was actually a pretty good president.
Yeah.
We would have been a lot better off with him, I think. That was my opinion. I didn't think he was the boob that everyone painted him to be.
Years later, everybody
said he was a real bright.
Let's see what's going on Stephanie Miller, y'all. What was going on Joe Madison? Hold up.
We'll stay in touch then. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. We'll continue our conversation, and we'll definitely be getting back with you. We'll continue as we watch this story develop. Thank you. More with Madison.
Okay. He's going to commercial. Let's see what Stephanie Miller is saying.
I would rather lose an election than lose a war. Looks like he's about to lose an election.
The American people have spoken, and they have spoken clearly. Bye-bye. I wish the outcome had been different, my friends. Though we fell short, the failure is mine.
Nay, nay, nay.
Whatever.
I gotta just be positive. Obama has really inspired me to be positive in the face of adversity, diversity, university, and all.
Ethan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show post-election potty.
Yes, Stephanie, we finally did it. We got Obama in.
Yeah, baby, we did.
The one thing.
And you slackers turned out. Not you. You're too young to vote. But the slackers turned out, Chris.
That's
so once
right.
Again, you won. I was right.
It was not just the slackers, Stephanie.
Yes.
It was over at our high school. We had a pre-debate thing with Obama and McCain. Unfortunately, our school is very conservative, so we had McCain. More people show up for McCain. But anyways, I showed up, and we still have our congressional district towards Brown versus McClintock. They're only off by 300 points, so this is a very, very.
Okay, but now let's go back to Howard Stern. She was going on there. Cut the volume back up on the serious player. Got a lot going on this morning.
Ooh, you got a gorgeous daughter.
She's going to grow up to be very, very hot.
You'll have fun watching her in
here. Listen, give them 8 years so we can watch her mature.
How old?
She'll be 18, right? She's a kid, but you can tell she's going to be good looking.
Maybe 10, 12, somewhere in that range.
Hey, right. There were a lot of theories being floated yesterday about the election, but this one I thought was sort of interesting. You notice that the election, it was really tight up until the beginning, middle of October, and then Obama pulled away. They were saying that a lot of those people, those McCain people who were sort of on the fence, you know, everyone, you get quarterly statements for your finances with stocks and everything.
Right.
September 30th ends, and those get mailed out the first 2 weeks of October. The theory was, like, people saw the financial statement and said, fuck it, I got to vote for Obama.
Right.
That's what my brother was saying, that money, green, Trump's race.
It was the economy.
And why I feel bad for Obama, and I would have felt bad for McCain for the same reason, both these guys, whoever had won, and Obama won, they are inheriting
a mess.
That I don't even know how the hell you recover from this. And this is going to be very tricky. And you know what? People are going to be down for a while. Like, this is not going to go away in a week once the new president comes in.
Right. So how long does Obama have? Like, is it June?
How long is the honeymoon period?
But, like, is it June?
He's not going to get a break on a honeymoon. People are going to be out for his head.
Right.
So, you know, there's no way he can please everyone with this. This is going to be a very difficult.
It's not even about that. It's not about whether he can change things for people tomorrow. It's about whether people understand what's happening and where we're going and how we're getting
there. Yeah, and he's good at explaining that to people.
Yeah,
so.
Well, because you talk about the amount of issues that are important now.
I should record myself doing the Tabo on YouTube. Doing it so that I actually do it, and I can get everybody behind me, because I'm trying to make a change. I am getting a double chin. I took a picture the other day with my newest pistol. I really kind of don't like taking pictures with it, because dude took pictures with his, and I feel kind of stupid and eerie. But I took a picture with it. It's a real nice two-tone, and I noticed that I had a double chin. I need to do the Tabo. Maybe I can record myself doing Tabo. That way I can make sure I do it. There's a five-part.
After I got home, because I was out at dinner watching the results with some people, and I said, this must be amazing to her. My mother's 84 years old. She grew up in incredible poverty. Her parents were, you know, slaves. And, you know, or the descendants of slaves. I mean, they just had nothing. And she had to leave school in sixth grade because everybody had to work. And my father only got a seventh grade education. And for her to actually see her daughter graduate from college was an amazing thing. And I thought, this must be momentous to her. And she doesn't stay up late very often. She was up and on the phone immediately. She was watching this on TV. She couldn't believe her eyes and her ears, and she was just amazed.
Yeah, well, from the racial aspect alone, I feel good, because, you know, the idea that white people wouldn't vote for a black guy has been dispelled. You know, that was really dismissed. You saw a lot of black mayors. Like, in New York, we had Mayor Dinkins. Now, if Obama's anything like Dinkins,
We're in trouble.
We're really huge trouble.
But Dinkins was just a guy who grew up in city government.
Right. Well, yeah. Oops. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, listen, it's unfair to compare Obama to Dinkins just because they're black.
Yeah,
I had one guy come up to me.
I mean, what was George Bush?
Yep. I'll tell you what, no matter what happens in this country, no one could be worse than George Bush.
Woo, yeah!
He had experience, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm hoping anybody, no matter how good they are, can dig out of this hole, man, because people want stuff immediately in this country. And you're
we
right.
Won't change now. I want the double chin to be gone by Sunday.
Right.
Can Barack Obama change his double chin into some smoothness here? Make my profile look good again? Every year I get big around the holidays in the wintertime. Can Barack Obama change that? Yes or no? I want a recount. Don't say that out loud, please.
Get an intern.
But I got to tell you, I mean, you really should be on the phone to him, like, immediately.
Well, you don't know that he's been on the phone weeks before this. He hasn't been sitting around just thinking about the election.
No,
that's what you don't know.
I don't know any of it.
He's been on the phone with advisors ever since this financial crisis broke. So he's already ahead of that curve.
What's going on, Stephanie Miller?
Working with Sally.
Commercial. Okay, what's going on Joe Madison?
Bill Clinton actually gave a speech a couple of days ago.
They said Obama called him.
The financial crisis, and here's what he liked about him. He liked that he didn't just immediately come out with a statement. He liked that he called his advisors.
That's what Bill Clinton said.
He sat down and he thought through a plan, and he listened to everybody, and then he came up with a solution.
Is it true, though, that McCain won all of the South? Is that true?
No. He broke the South. Virginia went for Obama.
Oh, okay.
If Virginia is indeed the South.
So we should just, it kind
of. He won the heart of Dixie like a mug. Okay, he didn't win in Florida. Florida isn't considered the racist South, but he won the racist South, baby. The racist South is all red. Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee. He even won Louisiana. How you gonna win Louisiana? That's probably because the people living in the trailers couldn't vote. I bet you.
One guy come up to me, a white guy now, says to me, black guy. He says, Obama's father did that thing where he left him when he was two. He says, this guy was raised by all white people. Raised by a white woman, he goes, he's white. I go, listen, I said, it's true what Obama says. You could say he's white all you want. I said, but the fact of the matter is, there isn't a white person who looks at him and doesn't say, that's a black guy.
Me and my brother had that discussion. Look at my episode that I did last night.
People forget it. He wasn't born of an African-American.
Right.
He doesn't have the sensibilities of a black person who was born and raised in this country from parents.
I never thought about that.
Black and raised in this country.
That's very true. In fact,
a black African has a totally different mindset than an African American. Okay, we have less hope. Black Africans come here and they say they going to school and everything gonna be great and they have reached the motherland. We grew up in the motherland and we like, hold up. You might not notice, but when you go out here and try to catch your cab so you can go to NYU, the cab driver is not going to stop because you're black. We know some stuff that the Africans don't know that's coming from Africa, okay? I know it's from Nigerians in my family. Let me play this. Let's see what they're saying on Joe Madison.
They use the N-word constantly.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's what I was going to avoid that on the air here, but I think they're doing the motherfucking niggas.
Yeah, they'll tell you.
They go, what?
Right, they'll tell you driving a cab. Like if a black guy cuts them off, the guy that fucks all them a nigger and like, what are you talking
about? I was just talking about cab drivers.
I think they're niggers too.
That's what I told my brother. He black, because my brother was like, he ain't black, he half black. I said, when he's standing out in New York trying to catch a cab, he black. Yeah, okay, he black.
They were saying that Obama didn't take the traditional African-American route to politics, meaning he managed to avoid the whole Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton route.
Right.
Which is, to me, saying he avoided all the guys that scare white people.
Right.
But the point is, he wasn't even in that group. He wouldn't know about that group.
They don't even want to know from him.
Jesse was out there crying last night. Let's go to the black side. It's a good discussion between Howard and Robin. Let's see what we're saying here on Black Talk.
I mean, is it playing? Hold on, I'm reading.
All his life, he is not denied that he is an African American.
Oh,
that's
God.
What he's accepted.
Everybody's
but
talking
he
about
not
this.
Has the right to decide how he wants to be identified.
Yeah, he does.
And therefore,
absolutely.
And therefore, who is somebody from Long Island, New York, who probably hadn't even thought about it beyond this campaign? Would get on her black talk station.
I don't care. If the man come out and say he was like Tiger Woods or I'm a little hood Asian, now we wouldn't have voted for him. If he would have came out like Tiger Woods and said I ain't black, we wouldn't have voted for him. We got turned off by Tiger on that one. Now, everybody, it looks like somebody called Joe Madison show. It sounds like maybe a white gentleman saying that we were doing a disservice to Barack Obama by saying that he was black. Now, did he mean that, I didn't hear it, so I'm wondering, did he mean that it's a disservice to turn him black? Like, oh, you messing him up. Now we got to make the man black. That's hurting him. Which, unfortunately, being black does kind of hurt you on, you know, on a couple of things, catching the cab, get, you know, jobs or things of that nature due to racism. Or was he saying we're doing a disservice in the fact that we're not including the race of his mother? Okay, whatever he says he is, I mean, growing up in America, maybe if he grew up in Japan, he could tell Japanese people that he was white. But when they calling the police on him, they're not gonna say it was a white man. It's based on descriptions. It's based on what you look like on your police description when somebody putting an APB out for you. They're not going to say a white man with big ears. That's not how you're going to describe Barack Obama, a white man with some big ears that kind of look like Will Smith a little bit. You can't say that because if you're looking for him, you would never find him if you're looking for a white man with big ears. Okay? I really don't want to hear the whether or not he's black. Okay? The man said he's black. Police say he's black. Okay, the cab driver say black, his skin is not white, what color is his skin, okay, you want to call him yellow or whatever, well, hey, I don't care, I don't want to go there, I got to go to Stephanie Miller, I ain't got time for the negativity, man, not today, what's Stephanie Miller, they will have something good, cut up Stephanie Miller, I ain't got time. Negativity, give me Stephanie Miller, it's a commercial. Come on back, Stephanie. We need some funniness. Stephanie, funny. What's that clicking sound? What's the clicking sound? They better not try to blow up my computer the day after this historic election. I don't know why it's clicking. Okay. It's clicking. They out to get me. The rhythm is gonna get you. Okay, let's go back. Let's see what Howard and I'm saying. Let's see. Go to Howard Stern, hit play. What'd they say?
He did a good job. Now, as far as I can tell, did he win or lose? Or they don't even know.
This is so insane. So Jason and I were just looking it up.
Al Franken lost.
There's about 100% of the precincts in. Around 2.9 million votes cast. Franken's losing by 500 votes. So they're going to have to recount.
Oh, recount.
They're going to have to recount.
Well, let me tell you something.
God.
Franken was dead in the water. But like we said, the same thing that helped Obama helped every Democrat.
People looking at their bank statements. The thing about the war, they're looking at their bank statements. They're looking at the stock market. They're looking at their investments.
I can't believe that.
Shortly after midnight, while Obama gave his victory speech, an Atlanta police spokesperson said the city did not have any disturbances related to the election. According to the Secretary of State, Sharon Handel, it was a relatively trouble-free election day in Georgia. Handel believes around 80% of those registered to vote turned out at the polls. The Secretary of State plans to meet with Metro Atlanta County election officials to make sure future early voting cycles go smoother. There were reports that some seniors who showed up at one polling place early were told to come back between 9:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. when voters 75 and older could go to the front of the line. Fulton County Elections Office spokesman Mark Henderson says that was wrong and they could have voted at any time. For many in America, it was hard to come
I
up with the right
were
words
able to vote. God, they
Director Spike Lee did his best to sum up the situation.
You know, I'm thinking about my grandma. My grandma lived to be 100 years old. Her mother was born a slave. And I'm five generations removed from slavery. And what Barack said tonight is true. This is the only place in the world where this could happen. America.
Barack Obama will be sworn in as the 44th president of the United States.
Nelson Mandela became the president of South Africa, a very racist place.
Time to get a check of traffic. Let's go to the WAOK on-time and dependable traffic center to get the latest.
Okay.
What's the traffic light?
Okay, go back. Let's see. Stephanie Miller should be back on. We got about 5-6 things planned. Okay, where's Stephanie Miller at? Go back. Oh, where's Stephanie Miller at? Let's see. The black station get my nerves worked up. I got to go with some positive. I might have to go to my...
Stephanie Miller Show. Post-election party, welcome to it. 33 minutes after the hour. Drink if you got them. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, you know, it seems like election fraud investigative reporters will be like the Maytag repairmen now, Jim. There might not be any call for the... What? Who is it, Chris?
It's BBC investigative journalist Greg Palast.
Oh, I feel bad for the little fella.
Oh, come on.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning. It's my job to rain on the party?
Oh, no.
Why me?
Go ahead. Harsh all our buzz. How the hell did we pull this off?
Well, because we overwhelmed the steal. I'm telling you, when you count that up, there'll be 6 million stolen votes. Watch for 6 million provisional ballots, broken machines. And we added up. Obama didn't lose. Didn't lose Montana, and he didn't lose Indiana and other things. And
wow.
He did not lose. This is the big one. If you go to GregPalast.com, you'll see the story I wrote for Suicide Girls. You go to Suicide Girls, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Naked Americans, if you want to watch that. Which is that the Georgia Peach Pit. It's choking us, and that made us deny that a cockroach named Saxby Chambliss, Republican senator.
Who compared Max Cleland, who left 3 of his limbs on the battlefield in Vietnam, and he compared him to Osama bin Laden. That's how he won his last race.
Well,
so that's going to go away.
I apologize. I apologize to all the vermin of America. Chambliss, but he didn't win. He's stealing it.
They're going to go to a runoff, right?
Well, I'm hoping, because here's why. I can give you the numbers, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
We know that over 500,000 new voters were registered and over 50,000 were challenged and not added to the voter rolls by the Republican Party. There is no way that Chambliss could have overcome the wrath of the voters. This is a pure, straight-up steal. And if Chambliss steals this one in Georgia, and I've been getting flooded with stuff from Georgia since 2 days ago, the massive early voting, a woman, Christina Rush, said, you know, my name is missing from the voter roll. She's one of 50,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, first of all, let me give you credit, because you have been screaming this from the rooftops for years, and I know that it's helped when you just said that's why turnout. We have got to win in such big numbers that it is in too many places and too many people for them to steal it.
It's just a crush. Look, they stole with both hands in Colorado, but they couldn't stop it. Mm-hmm. They stole with both hands in New Mexico. They couldn't stop it.
You know what, Greg? I was just going to say something that struck me when you were talking about them. One thing, the stories I kept hearing again yesterday are these electronic machines breaking down. If for no other reason than that, why don't we get rid of these friggin' things once and for all?
You know why.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even, it's just because of the fact that you hear that every election in a ton of places.
They're helping Republicans.
Exactly. You're on it, because here's what, the easiest way to steal electronically is not by having some guy mess with the software. That could be done. But the easiest way to unplug the machine. They don't work, and they don't work, oddly enough, in African-American neighborhoods.
Huh.
There's a 6-to-1 chance that a machine will break down in a Hispanic neighborhood compared to a white neighborhood.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now,
Bill Gates put in some little weird Hispanic bug into those machines? No, they give them crap machines just like they give them crap schools. That's how it still works in America. It's just that Obama just hoped them to death. I mean, basically, people were not going to be turned away. We're going to have over 130 million votes registered. There's going to be 6 million votes thrown on the floor. I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them steal.
Let's see what they say in Atlanta. I never heard this song before.
And what appears to be, which I'm kind of glad in this situation, that he'll take on a certain relationship and then drop it off as he moves from level to level. And that's what they've been doing. That's what white people have been doing for years. So,
But who did you support for president?
Well, I supported John McCain.
Stop. That's all I asked. So, excuse me. John McCain didn't do the same thing you just described?
Oh, absolutely.
Stop. Wait, one question at a time. I'm old, man. I'm not as young as you. So one question at a time. So wait a minute. Your concern is based on what Obama did, but you admit the guy you voted for did the same thing the guy you didn't vote for did. Now, please help me reconcile that, because I'm confused. If you accuse Barack Obama of doing something, and then when I asked you, didn't your candidate do the same thing, but you voted for him, then what am I missing?
Well, that's, you're right. They all do it for the most part, but that's not the reason that I voted for John McCain. That's not the reason that I didn't vote for Barack Obama.
All right, okay. Now, that leads me to an obvious next question. What was the reason... Because in essence sounded like the reason you didn't vote for Barack Obama was because you said he did A, B, and C. And then when I asked you, who did you vote for? You said I voted for McCain, and I said, didn't he do the same thing? So what was the reason? Let me put it this way: what was the reason you voted for John McCain?
Okay, well, the reason I brought that up in the first place is
you're not going to pull that on me. You see, you guys, I hope people are listening, appreciate what I'm doing. What was the question that I asked you?
Yeah, I understand.
What was the question I asked you?
You asked me the reason that I voted for John McCain.
All right, so start there. Don't tell me why you responded a certain way. Answer the question. It's a legitimate question. Why did you then vote for John McCain?
Because John McCain is a conservative, and I don't necessarily agree with conservatives' motives most of the time.
You're
an idiot.
Wait a minute.
You're an idiot.
Right.
20 years from now, he will lie to his grandkids and say that he supported Barack Obama.
That I'm not letting you finish. You are. You don't understand how confused you sound. You voted for a man. No, you're not going to talk over me and get away with saying double speak. You're double speaking. You said I voted for John McCain because he's a conservative. Then you said, but I don't agree with what conservatives say.
I don't agree with most of their motivations.
Go ahead. Why did you vote for John McCain? Because he's a conservative.
I voted for John McCain because I don't believe that if you tax one group of people more and redistribute it to another group of people, that you're really, in fact, helping that lower group of people. I believe that sometimes people need to suffer a little bit so they can take the plank out of their eye. That's what I believe.
If people need to suffer a little bit, then we should let the oil companies suffer I'm not finished. We should let the oil companies. You just got to say they shouldn't, then you say no, sir. You should let the oil companies suffer for taking jobs offshore. And not give them a tax break.
Well, I don't believe that all companies should get a tax break necessarily.
How about any company?
Yeah, I believe that, number one, I don't think government allocates our money efficiently because government.
I'm not talking about, brother. I'm not talking about allocation of funds. I am sitting up here. Because and next time you call, get your thoughts together and call me back. I'm not letting you.
Call Rush Limbaugh. He's dummy.
You see what he's doing, don't you? He's confused. He's absolutely confused. I think you ought to suffer a little bit. Oh, so corporations take jobs offshore and get, from conservatives, tax break. But then when you bring that up and he knows that he's caught,
Then he says, well, that's not, and you're not letting me finish. No. Those days are over, young man. So next time you call, you realize you're not talking to Sean Hannity. You're talking to somebody who thinks. Let's go to Cynthia from D.C. Good morning. In other words, he doesn't even understand what a conservative is.
Good morning. I'm from D.C., and I voted, and my son, who was a first-time voter, he turned 18. I'm 18. He voted as well. I voted for Cynthia McKinney. The reason why I voted for her because I believe in some of her policies, what she was trying to do.
Such as?
Not give these big corporations taxes.
You mean you
bring the corporate, was it bring the small people up into a certain level?
What about the last caller who said people ought to suffer a little bit?
Oh, please.
Well, that's what he said.
I know. We suffer in ourselves. So, and regarding to, we need to start, bring up the educational level. There's a whole lot of people that suffer. We have to invest more in public education. We've invested more in...
And Barack Obama won't help with education. He said, you volunteer, you will go to college.
Corporate interest regarding the jails and things. We must invest in education.
Education is the new currency of the world, of this planet. It's going to be more valuable than it is now than gold. Mark from Rutland, Vermont. Hi.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm okay.
You've been up late, that's all.
Well, no, you challenge people's thought process.
Sure.
And then when they realize that they're double talking. They're double speaking.
Sure.
And then they accuse you of not letting them continue to double speak. Well, why would you continue to double speak, when you can't even define why you vote for somebody?
Sure.
It's a free country. We can vote for whoever we want to. You can vote based on looks. You can vote because you like the way the wife looks. Well, it doesn't matter as long as you vote. I'm going to end the show today. Let's see what they're saying on WAOK.
In the black community, because this is the first day of change.
Today.
Y'all ain't changing nothing. I'm still wasting away on the internet. Ain't nothing changed.
Beautiful daughter yesterday.
Yes, I was so glad to have her. I got up in the morning. She called me on Monday night and she says, Mommy, I'll be there on the 7:30 flight. I'm like, okay.
She came home from school to vote.
Wow.
And she sure did, and she was so excited. And she was the first person that called me, too. When McCain made his concession.
Ah.
And then the other story I have is my mother, who is 81, she had asked me to take her to Ebenezer last night. But then she took a nap, and it was getting late. And I was like, oof, I dodged that bullet. And at about 9 o'clock, my mother got up and said, well, I'm ready to go. And I said... Okay, well, I guess I will have to take you. And so we went, and she, my boyfriend, and I, we were there as we watched him give his acceptance speech. And my mother just had the biggest tears in her eyes because one of the joys and one of the memories we have is my father, who passed unexpectedly in June and was funeralized in July. And who was a Tuskegee Airman, an original Tuskegee Airman.
Wow.
Saw Barack Obama's run for presidency and his drive and his sincerity as the a culmination of the things that they had sacrificed for, that the men and women of the Tuskegee Airmen had fought for. And so he really... really was excited about this candidacy, and so we were sorry he wasn't here with us to celebrate, but we know he was probably up there with his grandma, and they were probably just cheering him on and making sure those ballots got pushed in, the right way. So we had, and then the third thing is I had a phone call from my friends this morning, and they were thanking me because they said if it wasn't for you, we would have never gone to that first rally at Georgia Tech, I'm sorry, when he first came to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and he was announcing his candidacy then, and he was filling out his possibilities. And we were right up on the front row, and one of my friend's daughter was 2 at the time. And to this day, she can still say, Obama, Obama. And so they called me, and they said, thank you so much, because if it wasn't for you, we would have just... maybe not gotten on the boat. They would have gotten on the boat eventually, but they were glad to be able to ride on the whole journey.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Wow. This is the morning after election night, a historic election night. I just wanted to capture some of the voices, see what the world is saying the next day. And I want to continue capturing it. I don't want to stop. I feel like I need to just record the whole day. Just, I want to hear what I want to hear what people that I normally listen to are saying about it. I got so many players playing all at the same time. That's the way players play all day, every day. I don't know what else to say. Oh, you know how I should have started this show? I thought I told you that we won't stop.